Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Gilla. Kyle Quinn in for Hugh. Luke Nichols behind the glass for Kyle. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the swing-off. Would you be open to seeing it in a real game at some point down the line? Of course, the Jalen Hurts thing, which is always there. People just want to talk about the Jalen Hurts rankings and lists and everything that he's been involved in the last couple weeks and months. And the top five, we're going to get to by Friday, the top five athletes of Philadelphia sports over the last 25 years. Today, we unveiled our Sixers list. Elliot Shore Parks had Ben Simmons on his list, which... I mean, Kyle, you even considered not having a fifth spot just to make sure you didn't have Ben Simmons.
Redacted.
Yeah, gone.
We're just leaving an open spot at number five. Now, there's guys that you could find a way to put in there. But, you know, look, the Ben Simmons thing really is just an indictment on the Sixers over the last 25 years. Because it's not like, it's not one of those things where it's unreasonable.
Well, he's probably, in terms of decorated, he's probably one of the more decorated players. He went to three All-Star games.
Like, I wanted to yell at Elliot about it.
Yeah. It's but about
was,
the Sixers.
But I was just more mad at the Sixers. Yeah. I'm like, why would they do this to me?
Like, other than Embiid and Iverson, they haven't had anyone that you feel is like... and Iguodala. Iguodala was a high-level player.
I don't deserve this. We don't deserve this.
No one does.
I have to consider Ben Simmons in the top five? Yeah. Quarter century?
But that's where it is. Your top fives, and is it crazy to have Ben Simmons on there? All right, before we go back to the phones, though, CJGJ, every, what, month or two, he'll speak again about things? And he was on the Pivot podcast. Let's hear him talking about... the Commander's ejection when he got ejected from the game in December against Washington.
I got kicked out. I was nowhere near the play. Nowhere near the play. Everybody was fed up with me. And I'm like, if you go back to that play, I celebrated with Reed Blankenship. And I'm getting cursed from head to toe on the sideline and looked at Vic even get on me. I'm like, what did I do? So, you know, people in the box, they call down and they're trying to figure out why am I getting kicked. They was trying to reverse the call.
But we never got confirmation on what he did there. But he got kicked out of the game. Yeah. I mean, the bottom line, he's got to be responsible for his own actions.
Man, Vic getting on him, too. You could definitely see where they could have butted heads.
Yeah, frustration.
Yeah, big time.
All right, so there's more here. He went on to talk about how the Eagles blamed him for a practice scrum.
Then we had like a little scrum between at practice. Nothing. It's just offense versus defense. But who's the culprit of it? Me, I guess, because I guess we're competing. When you're telling the period is live, you're telling us not to compete during a live period, but it's a live period. We're competing to get ready for a playoff game. All right, cool.
It sounds to me like, and we see this when we watch the games, he's just a button pusher at all times. And, look, I wish he was still here. And I thought he – I always think with a player when they're kind of a headache, is it worth the headache? I always think he's worth the headache. When he plays well and he's here, they are better.
Yeah, I'm starting to think he's not, though. Like, that was...
Well, they don't think he is.
Yeah, like, well, that was pretty big woe is me from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. And there's another clip. It's not in any of the cuts we're going to play because it's super quick. But they're basically like, why are you not an Eagle anymore? And he's like, I'm too much of a competitor. Like, what are you talking
about?
They
can't handle me.
They just won the Super Bowl. Like, at Nick Sirianni's core values, by the way. Is compete not one of them?
That's it. One of the top ones.
Something tells me you're not the only guy there that's a competitor. I don't know. Like, there's no way you go from the 30th ranked defense to the number one ranked defense and not be full of a bunch of competitors.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I mean, you have a wide receiver on the other side, by the way, who gets so mopey and frustrated when he's not getting targets. Like, all of these guys are competitive. AJ Brown put up an Instagram post after the Super Bowl about how it wasn't enough.
He wanted to get
back
to the
hungry.
Grind.
He wants to go dominate somebody. You're not the only competitor. They didn't cut you because you're a competitor. They cut you because you're a lunatic.
Well, I think...
traded you. Sorry.
What he can't handle is that they don't think they need him. I mean, he's obviously hurt. I mean, he's hurt that the best team in the league doesn't think they need him for the second time.
Nice.
You know, like, when if you ever... Like, if you get hurt and then you kind of, like, outwardly... he's expressing himself because he's upset. He doesn't. I mean, there was another clip out there that his son, like, it broke his heart when his son said, "We can't wear green anymore." He obviously wants to be an Eagle.
It makes me wonder now, is he the only player in NFL history that has gotten moved on from twice by teams that were in the Super Bowl?
It can't be many. I mean, you would think you'd want to keep his, and especially the same franchise, right?
Same team.
Yeah, there can't be many. All right, let's hear this one. So when he left here in March, and by the way, there was, as people watched the entire episode with the pivot, he did say at one point that he felt he was going to be gone even if they didn't trade him. Like, he thought he was going to get cut. Like, in CJ's mind, there's no way he was going to be an Eagle this coming season. The Eagles wanted to move on, and they ended up trading him to Houston. But he did say when he left, Eagles will never win again. Like, whatever, there's like some sort of CJ, GJ curse that we won't win without him. He took that back yesterday. Let's hear him apologizing.
Specifically for that, my last question would be this. You're talking about apologizing, forgiving. In the sort of the heated moment, the statement was made, the Eagles won't win another ring without me. And you see what happened when I was gone for a year. Looking back at those statements, how do you feel about those now?
I retract them, and I wouldn't even say it because I play with those guys. And I know how they will feel. Like, Chauncey, you tripping. Mm-hmm. It's a disrespect to Jalen Carter. A.J. Brown. I can name all those guys on that team. Lane Johnson.
Right.
Respectfully, because Lane is my big vet. And Lane would tell me, hey, Chance, I got your back. But when you do too much, I don't got your back. And that's one of those moments that's too much. Because it's taken away from his career. He done it before me. So I think apologizing to the guys in Philly, like, I got nothing against them. And if they win six more rings without me, they deserve it because that's the type of players they are. And if I don't win, if I do win, like you said, I will apologize to them like a grown man. That's why I'm going to the ceremony, because I know how to approach it. Even if somebody asks me about it, bro, I apologize. That wasn't nothing towards you. I respect you. Like I said, I'll give all my respect to Lane being the oldest guy on the team, the veteran team, because he will be owed apology more, because that comment would be more hurtful to him, because say he decided to keep playing. So, yeah.
I love the retraction of the statement from a few months ago. I take it back.
Yeah. These are the actions of an insane person.
Yeah, that's what he is.
I mean, like, I'm sorry. Crashing out, then apologizing, then crashing out again, and then apologizing. It's great that you apologized. And you know what? I'll even go as far as to say, apology accepted, CJ.
Took offense to it?
Well, because he's apologizing to me. No, like, I actually thought that was, I liked the way that he handled that and at least was able to, like, regroup and think about who he's offending by saying that.
Yeah.
Because I understand, him being a competitor, you're like, my bleep doesn't stink, you know, and you won't win without me. Mm-hmm. That, I think, can come off initially in his head as, that's a me thing. That's about me.
It wasn't about anyone.
But it ends up, you know, it could be perceived as about, like, it's very disrespectful to a guy like Lane Johnson, who won before him, can win without him. Like, it is a disrespectful thing to say to your teammates. And funny enough, that's not really a way that I had thought about it when he initially said it.
I just thought he meant like, hey, look what happened when I left last time. Right. You guys are going to struggle again.
Right. But it does make sense to me that he would feel that way about offending his teammates. So I appreciate the fact that he retracted that. But again, as insane people do, he's probably going to crash out again.
Well, I was thinking, if let's just fast forward to week 7. Let's say the Eagles' defense is clearly not what it was last year. Like, they're middle of the pack.
Right.
And the Texans, who have D'Amico Ryans, and they've got good pass rushers, like, it wouldn't surprise me if the Texans have a top 10 defense. You know he's going to say something.
Without question.
Like, he retracted this just to say, see, I told you so. I mean, it's coming.
And a lot of this stuff, by the way, is not him just saying, let me go find a mic somewhere and say this about the Eagles. He gets, like, he does those live streams where he's video game with people and stuff, and you know how people ask him about the Eagles, and that's when he starts running his yap. So, like, do I think that apology is the end of it? Absolutely not.
We're not done with
this. No way. But it does make me feel a little bit better.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About the fact that they traded him. Because that was the one thing that I couldn't really get past this offseason. Like, it felt like it made no sense whatsoever.
It does make the terms of the trade make more sense. Because it felt like a dump. I mean, the Kenyon Green, like, well, come on. They basically dumped him to Houston.
Yep.
Luke, where are you on the CJ thing?
I mean, is he going to retract the retraction? It feels like it's going
to
be
just
a constant thing.
Let's go back to what I said originally.
Thing. Yeah, actually, he's going to have like one good day of training camp and be like, you know what? I think the Eagles are bad.
That's what insane people do.
Yeah, I think the Texans, I think we're going to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, it's going to be back and forth the entire time. I can picture it now. It's like week 7. We haven't thought about CJ GJ in months, and then he says something about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just completely out of the blue. And it feels like he's going to be thinking about the Eagles forever.
And it'll be when it hurts the most. Like, we're going to let up 35 points. Yeah. CJ's going to say something. We're going to come in and be like, damn.
Yeah, it's just going to be
a down point of the season. 2 losses in a row.
It's
CJ,
be a little
GJ's
like
piling
on. I told you so, Quip. How many times can he retract the retraction and go back to the original before he confuses himself? I retract what I said with Ryan Clark, but I don't retract the first thing. I'm not surprised he said it all yesterday. And I still wish he was here, even though obviously he's a lot. I mean, the more it plays out, the more you realize he might be a player that plays for like 8 teams in his career. Like a good player that just bounces around because he is.
What is he, 5 for 5 now in the last 5 years?
Yeah. Now, he's not quite as good as this guy was in his sport, but Gary Sheffield in baseball was a tremendous hitter, but he played, I think he played on like 10 teams.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of a nutcase.
But CJ, and to that example, CJ is a good player.
Yeah.
Like, now maybe Vic didn't like how much he improvised, but clearly it worked out, right?
They won.
And you could still argue that we don't know if his replacement is on the roster. By the way, one of the guys that they brought in to replace him hasn't even signed his rookie contract yet.
Yeah, it feels like the most under-talked about thing with the Eagles, that Andrew Mukuba, the second-round pick, is not signed, and training camp starts in 6 days.
Weird. I mean, this guaranteed money stuff, it's becoming a real problem. There's a lot of rookies are, like, what's his name, Shamar Stewart?
Yeah, for the Bengals.
There's talk about him going back to Texas A&M. Now, he's not eligible to play there, but he can go back and roll and study and just re-enter the draft next season.
So, Mukuba is one of 2 second-round picks that haven't agreed with their deals.
The Chargers receiver?
It's Trey Harris. Ole Miss went to the Chargers. But so, Rappaport said yesterday that Trey Harris will hold out because they've begun camp, the Chargers. I mean, we're 6 days away. And this is not just like, if they had taken a backup right tackle, like Lane's heir apparent in the second round, you'd be like, all right, that's weird, but whatever, right? Like, hopefully we don't have to play him this year. This kid was kind of slated to potentially be a starter from day one.
Yeah, I got to tell you, a rookie holdout is preposterous.
They used to happen a lot back in the day. Now they don't happen much anymore.
I mean, it would be near grounds for me to just say, just get lost.
Well, no, we need him.
I don't care.
Like, get, I don't know, CJ back.
Who do you think you are?
Well, I don't know.
Go sign Justin Simmons. He's desperate to come here.
I'd rather
a guy that wants to play for the Eagles as opposed to wanting to be a rookie. And like, what do you know what that tells me a little bit to some degree? Maybe he doesn't think he's going to be good enough to earn big money in his second contract.
Yeah, and he's trying to just make sure he gets what he can get.
Loser
right
energy.
Now. Yeah, so 2 second-round picks this year, including Jaden Higgins from the Texans, they got fully guaranteed second-round picks. That's never happened before. So it seems like the thought is that Harris and now Mukuba want to do the same thing. They want fully guaranteed deals. We'll see.
Get lost.
Well, I'll tell you this. I want him camp, but if I'm the Eagles, I'm not breaking precedent for second-round pick.
No. Like, no, of course not.
I would kind of force him to come back to me.
Absolutely. And, I mean, if you're the Eagles, you cannot allow a rookie to strong-arm you like that.
Especially a second-round pick.
Such a bad look.
Yeah, that would be. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Israel in Elkins Park. What's up, Israel?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I you know what? I know it's a slow media day. I'm tired of the Jalen slander.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
I always tell my wife, not my wife, but I tell people, is that how you feel? It's what's true. And what is true is that Peck, in the last 4 years, 4 complete years, Patrick Mahomes is the number one quarterback. And what's true is that Jalen Hurts has had the second most success than any other quarterback in the entire NFL. Everybody wants to do mix and match. And if I had this defense, if I would have, if I could have, if some, no, no. We can't live in fantasy land.
Sure we can.
Well, but Ezra, we're living in a world where you're measuring it a certain way. Not everyone measures it the same way.
I'm a lifelong Eagles fan. We're living in reality. And then the reality is, the facts are, he started for 4 years. He's been in two Super Bowls. He's been the one without Saquon. He's been the one with Saquon. In his first Super Bowl, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my goodness.
And that's another thing that a lot of people don't want to get Jalen Hurts. Every time Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson see Patrick Mahomes across the street from them, they wet the bed.
Well, that's not true.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Josh,
they never make the final play.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember the game 3 years ago when it was maybe one of the greatest NFL games of all time where Mahomes scored with 13 seconds left on the clock after Allen went down and scored?
That's nice.
Yeah,
Israel, you realize what the difference is?
The difference is
that Allen's defense couldn't get a stop and the Eagles' defense dominated.
Poor Josh Allen. At the end of the day, you're either a winner or you're not.
That's a different conversation.
Jalen Hurts was a winner in high school. He was a winner in college. Yeah. And he's a winner in the NFL.
No one disputes that. Israel, that's obvious.
All of these buffoons that's talking about Herbert, this guy is a complete failure in college.
Oh, my goodness. What are you talking about?
I wouldn't call Herbert's career a failure.
He had four interceptions. He lost the game.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
So please, I know this is an opinion show, but the facts are the facts.
No. Hold on. Time out. Israel, hold on. Facts are facts. But you're painting a certain picture. And your picture is wonderful. I like your picture. I like the idea that Jalen Hurts is the second most successful quarterback in the league the last couple of years. But that's just one way of viewing it. It's okay to see both sides of the equation. I see your side. But Israel, it's not just about winning the Super Bowl. That's not the only way to evaluate a quarterback. If that was the case, then I go back 30 years ago and I say Troy Aikman's better than Dan Marino. I can go back 15 years ago and I say Eli Manning won 2 in 5 years. He wasn't better than Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, Israel.
2 in 5 years. The reality is...
But hold on, Israel, do you agree or disagree with the premise of what I'm saying? Like, did you think Aikman was better than Marino?
How did their careers end?
How did you think Aikman was better than Marino when they were playing? That's all I'm asking.
When the career was over?
Oh, my goodness. You just won't answer the question.
Marino had zero Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think Eli was better than Rodgers? Was Eli better than Rodgers? Was Eli better?
To win 3 more Super Bowls.
Was Eli a better player than Rodgers? Just answer the question. Who's a better player, Eli or Rodgers?
3. Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question.
You didn't even answer his.
The answer is Rodgers.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is going to appear in another Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
All right, how many?
1 or 2.
All right, so that would be 4 Super Bowls that he went to.
Oh,
he's probably going to win 3 of them. The facts are what the facts are.
Well, that's not a fact. You're talking about probably in hypotheticals, just like we are.
He's already been a 2.
Okay, so but you're talking about winning 3 out of 4. What does that have to do with anything? Nobody's arguing the success that he had.
We know
no,
this.
Oh my, Israel, no. I can't take it. The winner thing
Herbert's
is...
Winner.
Dude, shut up for a second, okay? If Jalen Hurts played for freaking Toledo in college, he's not winning crap. He's a winner because he's on winning teams. Winning is a team stat.
Josh hasn't won this crap.
Oh, my goodness. The Bills haven't won crap.
They haven't won any. That's why they paid them $700 million to win a Super Bowl. Get the job.
Oh my God,
Israel! Do you remember? I asked you a question. Do you remember what the Bengals and the Bills were before those quarterbacks got there?
They're the same thing they are now.
It's the most ridiculous thing said on WIP all day. It's ridiculous. The Bengals are the same team as when Burrow got there. The Bills hadn't made the playoff. The Bills, you're nuts.
Enjoy the ride.
The Bills had made the playoffs once in a decade and a half. Israel, the Bills made the playoffs once in a decade and a half. Now they go to the title game every year.
It's a loser franchise.
But the Eagles are a winning franchise. What a coincidence. Jalen Hurts came to a winning franchise, and Josh Allen went to a losing franchise. What happens? One team wins, one team loses. Thanks for playing.
Josh Allen is going to appear in the Super Bowl. I don't even want to
know. Yo, Israel, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do if Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl? Because then your entire stupid argument is thrown out the window. And I got news for you, buddy. He's very likely to go and win a Super Bowl in his career because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
They haven't done anything yet.
Oh, right. Yeah, thank you. Back to square one.
Do you think it has anything to do with he's in the same conference as Mahomes and Lamar?
Well, beat him then. I know Jalen Hurts seems to beat him in the playoffs in the regular season.
Yeah, because this is tennis, and we're just playing each other one-on-one.
You know, Israel, I have a question. Do you think it is an easier road that Jalen has or a harder road than Allen has?
Nobody cares about the road.
Oh, because you don't like
it. It doesn't support his
My favorite thing we do is when we don't like to answer questions, we just avoid questions.
We don't care.
Can't you just be real? Jalen Hurts is really good. But to get to the Super Bowl in his two times there, he has had to go through Love, pretty good, right? Stafford, very good. Daniels, very good, but it was rookie year. And the first time, it was Daniel Jones and what was the guy's name?
Josh Johnson and Brock Purdy
after a quarter. Yep. Meanwhile, I know you. The bottom line is the bottom line in sports, but every year they have to, it's like a round robin. They have to play against each other. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar literally go through each other every year.
I want to alert everybody to the fact that neither Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen's career is over, right? Josh Allen, being one of the best quarterbacks in the league and being on a team that's a contender every season, does have a pretty solid likelihood of winning a Super Bowl in his career. What happens if Hurts and Allen are knotted up in Super Bowls? Then we don't have that stupid tiebreaker over Allen anymore.
Right.
Then that entire argument is in the trash. That's why I implore people to make the case for him without telling me that he won a Super Bowl, because the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
The funny thing is, we did this before, like 15 years ago in the NFL. Remember when all those great quarterbacks in the AFC? It was Brady. It was Manning. It was Roethlisberger. It was Rivers. They all were together in the same conference. And usually it was Brady going to the Super Bowl, and people ripped Manning until he got there. Like, you know what wasn't the facts? Like, Eli wasn't better than most of those guys, if any of them. He just was in the NFC. Like, this happens a lot.
Of course it does. I mean, look, that was a fun call with Israel.
He was fired up. I haven't
heard
of him
for a long frustrating
time.
Points. Very frustrating.
Yeah, well,
it's like talking to a brick wall.
He wanted to remind you, because obviously, Kyle, you've forgotten.
I did forget.
Jalen Hurts is a winner. I think everyone forgets that.
So what? I mean, dragged that Alabama team, dragged Oklahoma.
No NFL
and
guys.
Dragged the Eagles. Yep.
Yeah, dragged them all the way. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. We know the Eagles were the NFC East champions last year, the NFC champions. Well, the team that gave them the hardest road to win the division, the Commanders, they're projected to be really good again. How good? Well, they have some issues we got to talk about, including their star wide receiver who does not seem happy with the team. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, and we'll check in with you people all coming up on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.